And today, we'll be talking about the active and passive voice.
Most sentences in English follow the subject-verb-object pattern, known as the active voice. Now, listen to this example. Is it in the active or passive voice?
Mistakes were made. Fortunately, we know that mistakes were made, and those mistakes will be fixed.
Wait, for sure, that isn't the active voice. I mean, there's no subject there. Who made the mistake?
That was the passive voice. Let's hear that again in the active voice.
Bob made a mistake. Fortunately, we know that Bob made a mistake, and Bob will fix it now.
That sounds much better. Now, the example of Bob made a mistake clearly shows the subject-verb-object pattern of the active voice.
But why would anyone want to use the passive voice?
Well, the passive voice is useful when you don't know who did something. And there are some situations when you might want to avoid identifying the person who did something.
When the subject receives the action of the verb, that is the passive voice. But the passive voice usually sounds weak and indirect. You should avoid it unless you have a reason for not naming the actor.
Thanks, Kaveh. I'm sure that tip will be appreciated by everyone.